welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 291. I'm your host, Sid Souter. It is very good to be back. I've been gone a couple of weeks on vacation in the UK, and I've picked up a few things on my trip to play for you this week, so lots of good music coming your way. We started things off there with a track by Candy Hearts. That song is called Michigan, and that's on the band's album All the Ways You Let Me Down, which just came out in June of this year on Bridge Nine Records. The band is currently out on tour, national tour right now, and I know their van broke down a couple days ago. And so they're looking for folks to visit their website, buy some merch on Bandcamp or, I don't know, whatever, Big Cartel, whatever they're using to help them out. I think yesterday they reported they were down to $30. So if you dig that, go out and buy that one. Give them a little bit of money. Help them on their way. That album is solid through and through. It feels, I don't know, a little Warped Tour for me. But at the same time, it kind of reminds me of Sarge, which is one of my favorite bands of all time. So that is Candy Hearts there from New Jersey. Coming up next, I got a track from Raining Sound. This song is called My My.
Got the way to prove it, Jerry, baby. She got the way to prove it.
All right.
Expect that one, did you? But you really enjoyed it, right? That is Neil Diamond with the song Cherry Cherry, originally recorded in 1966, though just picked up on the all-time greatest hits compilation that was just released on Capitol Records in July of this year. Before that, we heard from Raining Sound with the song My My. That song is on the album Shattered, which just came out July 15th on Merge Records. Band based out of Memphis, or I think maybe they've moved to Asheville now. I read something about that. Project of Greg Cartwright. That Neil Diamond track there, I guess, is a good introduction on how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, then I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. There's really no filter there. If I buy something, you're going to hear about it, and that's how that happened. For some reason, I thought it would be great to pick up a Neil Diamond Greatest Hits record as I was driving through Wales, and turns out I was right. What an album. All right, well, let's get back into some more music and something maybe a little bit more modern. This is a track from 2012. It's by the band The Lovely Eggs.
Yeah, the night will play. Wasn't able to pluck its way through and sever the connection to a feeling in my heart headed right in your direction. And they say that love's a drug, but baby, I just don't buy it. Though you say I won't like it, I sure as hell would like to try it. I just want someone to fall in love with. But hydrogen and oxygen, they found a perfect match together. I'm compounded and compelled to drown in loneliness forever. I just want someone to fall in love with. So I plucked out that phone from the root where it was seeded, and I dragged it to a bar because a drink is what I needed. And I moved out of the house to consider my position as a pilot on the love ship headed on a hopeless mission. It's not your day, and the things you want just keep slipping away. You needed a friend to talk things through, something you can depend on. It's okay, you know I can. I will hold your hand, I will understand. Thank you. you're back at school with your own little girl walking right next to you.
Set there of some tracks I picked up while in the UK. Ending things off there with Helen Love with the song You and Stacy. That's on the Dayglow Dreams album, which was released last summer on Elephant Records. Helen Love based out of Wales somewhere, not sure where. And certainly based on the number of Helen Love t-shirts I saw at the Indie Tracks Festival, a favorite of the indie pop scene. Maybe that wasn't the best album for me to start with because it's a little more synth than the previous stuff. So I will dig and find a different album. But that's the one that I found, and it's pretty good. That track there I enjoy a lot, but I'm just a fan of nostalgia. Before that, we heard from Cosines from London. The song I played there is Nothing More Than a Feeling. That's on the band's brand new album, Oscillations, which just came out July 28th on Fika Records. They played a wonderful set at Indie Tracks, and you'll find photos and video of that on the Too Much Rock website. And before that, The Lovely Eggs with the song I Just Want Someone to Fall in Love With. That is on the band's album Wildlife, which came out way back in November of 2012 on Egg Records, a band from Lancaster in England. Again, a band that I just picked up because they have a wonderful petition online to stop phony encores, and noting that it doesn't make it an encore just because you draw a line on the set list separating some songs. And, you know, any band that's willing to take that stand, you know, I'm really going to fall in line with them. So that is The Lovely Eggs, and that's a great track, and there's a great video for that one as well. Well, I see I'm about out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 291. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or follow me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar coming up in Kansas City, I got the Casket Girls at Czar Bar on the 7th, as well as a Life and Times CD release show or album release show. Not sure if there's CDs involved there or not, at Riot Room on the same date. Looking forward, the 12th, Okay Go at the Riot Room, or Allegheny, I think, at Aftershock. Both of those I will be missing because I will be out of town. Soon I'll be leaving, and I'll be in Hampton, New Hampshire for like the next 6 months. So the KC concert calendar may get slim as I stop paying attention to all the shows I'm going to miss. Coming back the 15th through 17th, the Vandals Summer Camp. That's like 31 punk bands playing at Vandals in KC. The Arctic Monkeys and others are playing the Buzz Beach Ball at Sporting Park on the 5th, or Full of Hell is playing at the Art Closet that night. 9/11 Doyle of the Misfits is playing at the Riot Room. The 15th, the Skaters are playing at Riot Room. 17th, Mineral reunited and playing at the Record Bar. The 21st, Spoon is playing Liberty Hall, and I'll have a track from that new Spoon album on next week's podcast. Rise Against playing at the Uptown on the 22nd. And then looking into October, October 8th, you have to decide between Speedy Ortiz at the Riot Room and Paul Collins Beat at Record Bar. And I'll actually have a track from the new Paul Collins album on next week's podcast as well. Gaslight Anthem playing at the Uptown on the 14th. Hey, another band that'll be on next week's podcast. And the 17th, Shonen Knife playing at the Record Bar. So some upcoming shows there. I haven't updated in a while. Just as I said, I won't be in Kansas City, so you may be on your own for a bit. Looking at the website, over the last few weeks, all that you really have seen is, I guess, pics from the Manor Astro Man show with Sally Ford and Ray, as well as photos and video and accounts of the Indie Track Festival, nights 1, 2, and 3. I think 1 and 2 are up on there now with full accounts. 3 is coming very shortly. But but lots of good video there. So anyway, let's wrap things up. As I said, I'm out of time, so we're barely going to have time to slip in this one last track. This is from the new Ginny Lewis album. It just came out July 29th on Warner Brothers Records. This is the single. It has a great video. It's just one of the guys. The album is Voyager, and it's a pretty solid album through and through. I've never been the biggest fan of Ginny Lewis, but there's some tracks on here that are nice in a Nico Case sort of way, and then there's some that are very pop that, oh gosh, don't work for me at all. But this track does. I really enjoy it. As I said, it's got a great video as well. It's Just One of the Guys by Ginny Lewis. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Locked in the